بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still in this chapter of that to make zulm, take advantage, oppress anyone is haram. And if a person has done that, then he should correct those matters before he passes away. With regard to that, we read two ayats of the Quran Sharif and a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With regard to the hadith further, some explanation. The word, there are two things that have been made haram that have been referred to in this hadith. One is shuh. The word shuh, which is translated as miserliness, stinginess, that is also haram. And this is also an effort that we have to make on ourselves, that on the one side we must not be stingy, on the other side we must not be extravagant. Thrifty in between, that is what is required. And these qualities, normally they come naturally within a person. Like we will see our children having their toys, and when some visitors come and children come, then they don't want to share their toys with the other visitors. They say, it's mine, and they want to have it. That is miserliness. And we have to make an effort that we learn to share what has to be shared. So that is a very important thing, and this quality of being stingy is inherent in a person. And until he does not make an effort to take it out, it remains with him, and it's a very, very harmful quality as explained in the Hadith Sharif. Because we have to make this effort. And it actually refers to the worst form of miserliness. Actually, this miserliness, stinginess, which is referred to, refers to the worst form of it. Some say that it refers to a miserliness accompanied by greed. Some of the ulama of the opinion that when this, what is being referred to here, is miserliness, stinginess, together with greed also. The one is a person is stingy, the other he is greedy. He wants things, everything he wants. He doesn't want to spend anything, but he wants everything. And these are also qualities which come within a person naturally. And this is what is called the islah of a person, islah of our akhlaq, our character. And we find that these are qualities, that there are narrations that come of people who are righteous and pious, but because they did not make an effort of these qualities and they were in them, and they were led to the fire of Jahannam, may Allah protect us all. So therefore, together with our piety, which we have to strive for, we have to make effort to get rid of these qualities also. This hadith encourages us to refrain from oppression and miserliness. And in this hadith, we are warned against oppression. And as it will be explained, that this oppression is zulumat. Yeah, it is taking advantage of the weak, taking advantage of those who cannot fight their own cause, and we think we are getting the better by just raising our voices, etc., or just exercising, abusing our position that we have, and we easily make zulm upon other people. But this will result in zulumat on the day of Qiyamah. That is darkness upon darkness. And as we will read in front, some of the ulama of the opinion, that this is that darkness that a person won't be able to see anything. So he won't know where to go, how to go. On the other hand, those who, if unfortunately they did make zulm, they made tawbah was accepted, they will have light. And the best, of course, is those who didn't make any zulm whatsoever. And the zulm are various forms and various ways. It isn't only like what we normally understand of oppressing a person, but there are various other ways. Giving our children the wrong education is also a zulm. And so we have to see that we bring them up properly. We don't correct their bad habits that they have. That is also a zulam. We don't guide them, make their tarbiyat and guide them righteously. That is also a zulam. And it is right in the house, right on our own children. So we have to be very, very concerned about this aspect of our deen also. And on the hadith encourages us to adopt the path of justice, benevolence and generosity. So that should be within us. Instead of having greed and being stingy, a person should develop within himself to have generosity to spend on other people and also to have kindness on other people. So this is a thing that a person has to work for, and wherever he falters, to make tawbah and to seek the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. In short, this hadith has mentioned two particular diseases, but generally there are many, many spiritual diseases. We can be righteous and pious, and therefore it is necessary. Some people feel, I make my namaz, I do my ibadat, etc. So what is the need for my islah? But this is the way that comes in, that this part of our life, our akhlaq, our character must also be corrected. And each one of us, all of us are in need of it. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding and the tawfiq to make our islah and remove all these bad qualities that are within us and become the favorites of Allah as Allah wants us to be. Subhanallah.